American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Idioms. Hey, I've got some more idioms for you today. Let's start out with the idiom chicken out. Chicken out means to become too frightened to do something or to lose one's nerve. I have an example for you. Hey, the girls wanted to ask the movie star for his autograph, but they got scared and chickened out. Another example, you said you wanted to try parachuting, so we came up in this airplane. The door is open and it's time to jump. Don't chicken out now. A synonym to chicken out could be cold feet. He had cold feet and didn't want to jump out of the plane. I wouldn't want to jump out either. Another idiom, chip off the old block. He's a chip off the old block, very much like one's parents, like mom, like dad. First example, the young man likes to do the same things his father does. He's a chip off the old block. Another example, hey, now that Ralph is grown up, he and his father are as different as night and day. But when Ralph was younger, he was a chip off the old block. In other words, he did a lot of things just like his dad. A synonym to chip off the old block is spitting image. Now, spitting image means that someone looks like somebody. Hey, the expression chip off the old block probably originates from the idea that a chip off a block of wood or stone, though it's smaller, has the same characteristics as the block itself. A chip off the old block usually refers to a likeness in character or personality. Next up is chip on one's shoulder. Hey, this refers to a feeling of bitterness caused by a sense that one has been treated unfairly. Here's an example. Hey, I said good morning to Ed and he snapped back at me. He sure has a chip on his shoulder today. Something about Ed doesn't like me. Another example, Carl has a chip on his shoulder because he was passed over for promotion in favor of Maria, although he feels he was better qualified. The sense of personal injustice is usually imagined. The expression originates from the custom of placing a chip on one's shoulder and daring another person to knock it off as a way of challenging someone. Probably not a good idea to fight with people. Next up, the idiom, clam up. It refers to someone who isn't saying anything. Here's an example. The witness was ready to testify at the trial, but at the last minute, she clammed up and wouldn't say a thing. A second example. Hey, the boy's parents were sure he knew something about the theft at school, but when they asked him about it, he clammed up. In other words, he wouldn't say anything. The expression suggests that one keeps one's mouth as tightly closed as a clamshell. Next up is the idiom clean slate or to wipe the slate clean. It refers to a new beginning, usually achieved by removing any record of previous bad deeds or debts, money that you owe, let's say. An example is, hey, the man had done some terrible things in the past, but he moved to a new town and changed his name. He was trying to make a new life with a clean slate. Another example, hey, if you pay me what you owe me, you'll have wiped the slate clean. The expression originates from the idea of a slate, the forerunner to a blackboard, which can be wiped clean to allow for new writing. Next idiom, clean someone out, to take or steal everything someone has. First example is, hey, the robbers broke into the bank at night and cleaned the place out. In other words, they stole all the money. Second example is, hey, we needed to go to the grocery store after the party. Our guests really cleaned us out. After the party, they realized that all of the food was gone. This expression is sometimes used to describe stealing, but can also be used to describe a legal situation where everything is taken. Next up is climb the walls, to be uneasy or restless. Peter had been studying for more than 10 hours, and he was beginning to have trouble concentrating on his books. He was starting to climb the walls, very restless. The second example, the child's behavior is intolerable. If I'm around him for more than a few minutes, he has me climbing the walls. You could compare the term climb the walls to go bananas. Hey, I'm going bananas. It's so noisy in here, something like that. Next up is climb or jump on the bandwagon. It means to join the crowd in following a popular position, cause, activity, or fashion. Here's an example. Susan was never one to follow the trends of the times just because everyone else did. You couldn't accuse her of climbing on the bandwagon. In other words, she didn't do the same thing everybody else did. Another example, the senator was a supporter of medical care for everyone in the country long before it became a popular cause. Now, however, everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. This idiom is often uncomplimentary. In other words, it's not positive. A person who is described as climbing on the bandwagon has not joined the crowd out of commitment, but out of peer pressure. Peer pressure, something that can happen at school, right? Your students, the other students, people that you go to school with, fellow students, want you to do something that might not be a good idea. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.